happening to my parents, but Emma told me that they had to tell her to go to the security area because the scientists had to stay in the laboratories. Emma was also crying. We were hiding for a few minutes when we were hit an alarm, and I saw through the monitors how a big thick glass covered the labs and a metal wall covered our door. Through the monitors, you could see how the infected were entering and invading the workplace. Until they got to the lab area, we stayed in the place for half an hour watching what was happening on the monitors. Through a solar radio, we hear a voice saying that we're trying to break the glass that covered the labs. Those of us who had relatives there began to disappear. On the monitors, we saw the scientists began to inject a blue substance, and we saw how the infected began to move away from the glass. They opened the door and began to leave slowly, and as it was, the infected were repelled by the substance, and minutes later, they came to where we were, opened the door, and let them in. I ran to hug my parents, thanking them for having them with me again. One of the scientists explained to everyone that they have found the substance that allowed the infected not to identify us, but it had a limit duration. They broke some boxes and that those for each person. The soldiers were the first to use them since they came.